pros at Diesel have almost 100 years combined experience in diesel fuel systems. If your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free, let you know what the problem is, and what it's going to take to fix it. That's right, if your check engine light is on, Santa Rosa Diesel will pull the code for you for free. Also, with every oil change, you get a free safety inspection. Santa Rosa Diesel is your destination for everything diesel. Come to Santa Rosa Diesel for advice, diesel fuel injection sales and service, or when your diesel vehicle needs repair. 3649 Standish Avenue in Santa Rosa. Online at srdiesel.com. srdiesel.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, or in the process of rebuilding, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, my name is June Taylor. After having an unfortunate counter-installation experience with a different company, I went to see Stan at Cabinets 101. My experience with Cabinets 101 couldn't have been more different. Stan listened to me, he found exactly what I was looking for, and he and his team matched the design perfectly. My new countertops are beautiful, and I'm happy to recommend Stan and Cabinets 101 to everyone.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park, or online at cabinets101.net.
102.7 The Wolf, Rock and Ricky Michaels here, and I must say I was very happy with the choice of coach for the Giants, Bob Melvin, coming from the Padres. And I don't know what kind of season they're going to have, but I can tell you, I think he's bringing something back to the Giants, mainly respect. He created a new policy, if you didn't hear, requiring the Giants players to stand during the national anthem. Truthfully, I do think it's important to pay your respect to the flag and this great country of ours.
your favorite songs.
Songs I grew up on.
They're right here on The Wolf.
Songs that I love.
We play more of your favorites nonstop.
Continuous music.
102.7 The Wolf. Listen to The Wolf on a new frequency.
Awesome, yes.
More music, more fun, and great coverage in Petaluma. Catch us on our new frequency and find out what you've been missing.
It's better.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7. But now we're also at 102.5.
Turn it up.
Turn this up.
Turn it up.
We're taking over the airwaves. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Where it began,
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Time for another check of the roadways as we get closer to 8 o'clock and showing signs of picking up from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Southbound 101 stacked up heavily towards Marin County. Traffic is sponsored by Audible. It's now a 50-minute drive from Petaluma to Central San Rafael on southbound 101. We're seeing delays near the county line and then more stop and go in Novato from Roland all the way down to the Civic Center. Downtown Santa Rosa, eastbound 12, making the transition to either northbound or southbound 101, starting to see things thicken up there. Arnold Drive near Madrone in Eldridge, they're still attending to an overturned car in that area. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. Stay alive and keep it undercover. I just want to hear.
sugar poured into my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes to bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. But something's bugging me, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that.
Right here on 102.7 The Wolf.
Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you.
100.7 The Wolf.
KWBF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Santa Rosa police are investigating the death of a mother and her 10-year-old son found inside of an apartment on Summerfield Road yesterday morning. There is no indication of foul play. An autopsy will be performed on each later this week, and their names have not been released. Police said there is no threat to public safety. 37-year-old Santa Rosa resident Cameron Glover was arrested Tuesday for the illegal possession of firearms as a condition of his release from an arrest back in February. Santa Rosa police detectives learned that he had a storage unit on Sonoma Highway, potentially filled with guns. Upon searching it, they found an AR-15 style rifle, two hunting rifles, a 12-gauge shotgun, gun parts, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. He was taken into custody and booked into the Sonoma County Jail. The Roseland Public Schools Board may be cutting up to 14 staff positions at its meeting on Wednesday night, according to the agenda. 8 full-time positions and 6 classified positions will be considered in 2 resolutions. The cuts are tied to expiring COVID-19 relief funds and declining enrollment.